Did you think I forgot about you, bitch? I didn't. I just been busy today. I feel like I sound a little different. I am actually recording today's episode from my bedroom. Usually I'm out in the shop, you know, but it's fucking late. It's 9:50 p.m. I was like, you know what? I need to take a shower. And after the shower, I don't really like to, you know. Well, that's a lie. I don't know. I mean, I just was like, fuck it. Okay. So I'm in my room. I'm at my giant vanity. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror. And this is funny because I was going to be doing video and audio. I know I've talked about this a few times, but the video, I like tried to record a few and then I would watch them and I'm like, I look so weird whenever I talk, but I don't feel like I look weird in the mirror just on camera, so something ain't right. But anyway, I guess I'll be watching myself talk this whole episode, so maybe by the next episode I'll do video. Okay, so hi, love you. It's Wednesday night, so let me just tell you what I've been up to. Okay, since last Wednesday, let me think. I've been doing a lot. Sunday, me and Cheyenne went to our Sunday sessions again. It was freaking awesome. Was that this Sunday? That was not this Sunday. That was the Sunday before, bitch. What did I do on Wednesday? Or wait, it's Wednesday now. What did I do on Sunday? What the hell? Let me look at my camera roll. I can't remember. What the hell? Okay, let's see. Was the 9th on last Wednesday? Yeah, so last Wednesday I went paddleboarding after we got done. And then Thursday, Friday, worked. Saturday, oh, cute. We had our little craft night with my coworkers. Awesome. 10 out of 10. We had so much fun. Oh, Sunday, we freaking went to the pool, and then we went and watched the season finale of Love Island. I do not watch Love Island, but all my coworkers, all my clients, all my girlfriends, everybody does. So, of course, I had to go with Cheyenne to watch that, and crazy, the couple she wanted to win did not win. She wanted Nick and Alandria. Oh, wait. Right? I think that's who she wanted. And they did not win. So that was Sunday. It was fun. I don't really have pictures between then. Monday was kind of rough, but something had brought us together, and so me and my cousin actually talked. We haven't talked in a couple years, really, and we talked for 3 hours until 2 a.m., and that was a long time. I was so tired the next day, but it was worth it because we got to catch up a lot, and it was fun. And then Tuesday I worked, and then I went to Cheyenne's for our last sleepover. Wow, wow. And if you were here last week, you saw me crashing the fuck out. And it's a little embarrassing, but at the same time, like, that was my true feelings. That was me really trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. That was the first time I was just sitting with my feelings and letting myself feel and trying to figure out what, okay? And that's what I did, bitch, okay? So fuck you. So, anyway, we had our last sleepover. Me, Jalen, and Cheyenne hung out, and honestly, it was so nice. Like, the three of us don't get to hang out too much, and at first I was a little jealous because I was like, oh, it's mine and Cheyenne's last sleepover, because I'm like, I feel like in a group setting, sometimes I don't love a group setting, but I feel like me, Jalen, and Cheyenne, like, I'm close enough with both of them that it doesn't, like, really, like, I don't know, that doesn't really bother me. I like hanging out with both of them because those are my fucking bitches, bitch. Okay, so we hung out last night, we was taking shots, Jalen made some dinner, we watched some movies, we watched Someone Great, and motherfucker, that is like my movie. Like, I'm gonna cry every fucking time. I know exactly what happens. I don't care. 10 out of 10 every time, never gonna miss in my life. And then so fucking good. Yeah, we crowed. And then we started watching A Lifeless, which I've seen and I've been telling them to watch. And then Cheyenne went to the bathroom before it started and I accidentally spoiled it for Jalen. But not all the way, like, just, like, I accidentally spoiled it. I don't know. I was just, like, it just came out of me and I was just, like, wow, like, I just needed to get my feelings out. And she's, like, not you spoiling it. And I was, like, oh, my God, sorry. Like, I don't know. Yeah, my bad. I'm a fucking shithole person for that. I don't have an excuse. But anyway, like, it's a spoiler. It didn't ruin the movie. And she didn't even watch the whole thing, so... But anyway, so then this morning, Jalen had work, and so me and Cheyenne hung out, and we got to go to our little breakfast place that we go. We literally went twice, but it's, like, our spot now, because we went, I think, 2 weekends in a row. We went out on a Saturday night, and then we went there Sunday morning, and, like, it was just perfect. And so I was like, we should go there another time. So we did. But this morning, we sat inside, which... kind of weird, but it is kind of too hot. But I just feel like the other times we went, we sat outside and it's such a different vibe, and I love sitting outside, but it was pretty hot today. So we sat inside. We had strawberry pineapple mimosas. They have them here. They're so fucking good. 10 out of 10. We're gonna make some this weekend. And then after that, we took a trip to of, like, her stuff to her new place. Holy shit, you guys. My computer, literally in the middle of me saying new place. My computer, I guess it died. I don't really know what the fuck happened. It just shut off, but then I could still, like, my microphone was still on. So I could still, like, hear myself through it. And, yeah, I don't know what the hell just happened. And then it was like, oh, now it's gonna update and now it's gonna do this. And I'm like, holy fucking shit, guys. And then, of course, I pushed the power button, like, 1,000 times, and it finally came back on. So, here we are. I'm back. I'm gonna just pretend that that did not happen. That was probably, like, a little 5-minute intermission that you didn't even know about. Anyway, so we took a trip there, and then it's about, like, 1 hour away from where we're living now. So, 1 hour to get there, probably, like, probably not even 30 minutes there. It was, like, fast, and it was... pretty much the last load of her shit. Like, she, well, there will be one more big load when her parents come and help her to get, like, her big TV and her little coffee table and, like, just, like, her mattress and stuff. Like, just that kind of thing. But pretty much everything is gone. So, yeah, that was kind of depressing. But I feel like on the way there, we talked and, like, I feel like we had a really good conversation. Like, I feel like we haven't had, a super present moment, like, really, really connected. And I feel like, it's not like we had, like, a super crazy conversation, but I was just kind of saying what I was thinking out loud. And every time I do that, I'm like, why don't I do this more often? Because I feel so much better, and, like, I feel like, I don't know. I love to do that with Cheyenne. She's good for that. And it was funny because we were just sitting there and I'm, like, thinking about all this and I'm like, what are you thinking? And we were listening to Special by SZA and, like, she was like, I was actually just thinking about her ex and, like, just because the song and, like, just thinking, like, how crazy, like, the shit happened. So it was just funny. Like, I was like, of course that's what you're thinking about, like, right now. Because, like, it's not like she's usually thinking about him or, like, ever really thinks about him. But she just was in that moment. So it was funny. I was like, caught ya. And then, yeah, I was talking about what I was thinking about. And so, yeah, we talked then and that was pretty good. I feel like, yeah, we were able to connect. So that felt really good. And then we came back home and we took apart her bed frame and then put that in the car. And, like, took out everything out of her room and, like, cleaned the room. And then she put her sheets in the washer. And then it's National Hot Dog Day. Happy National Hot Dog Day. Get your hot dog. Okay. And so we went to Sonic and got our little $2 All-American hot dog. And 10 out of 10, of course. Love a good hot dog. Could never go wrong in my life with a hot dog. I love them. And then... after that, we went thrift shopping, which was fun. I ended up actually getting, I think I got 5 things. Like, we went to Goodwill, and I had bought this tank top, and she got these shorts that are so fucking cute. They're, like, jean shorts, but they're kind of, like, little, like, cargo-looking shorts. Like, they've got these little extra little loopy pocket shit. I don't really fucking know, but they're really cute, and they're, like, this dark, super dark green color, and they're perfect. So she got those, and then after that, we went to Ross. I don't think either of us got anything at Ross. Boo. Then we went to Marshall's. And I got this pair of shorts for my mom because she's getting into her hippie phase and really wants to wear, like, 100% linen clothes or cotton. And so I found these shorts that were 100% linen, and they're, like, this really pretty shade of blue. And my mom doesn't usually like bright colors. Like, it's pretty vibrant. But my school growing up was, like, royal blue. So she has a lot of blue shit. So I was like, I'm gonna get these, and if she doesn't like them, I like them. And then I went to try them on because I was like, it's just because I was trying on other stuff. So I'm like, obviously I'm gonna try these on. And I tried them on, and they were literally so cute. And they had this cute little, like, they have back pockets, and on one of the pockets it has like this knit like seashell, and it's just like the cutest little pop. Like, I just love it. So got those. Me and Cheyenne got matching strawberry shortcake pajama shorts. They're pink and green, and like, me and Cheyenne, like, we're very Cosmo and Wanda. Like, my favorite color is pink, her favorite color is green, and like, we wear, both of us wear a lot of pink and green. Like, it was just perfect, so we had to get them. And then I came home and showed my mom, and she was like, I hate strawberry shortcake. And I was like, damn girl, what? And I guess that's what people used to make fun of her by, like, for being ginger when she was a kid. So, fuck strawberry shortcake for that reason. But I don't really think, I was trying to think, I was like, I don't really feel like people really called me strawberry shortcake. Like, I feel like my main thing was, like, Britney Spears. Or, like, I didn't really get made fun of for being a ginger. Because, like, I'm a hot ginger. Like, I'm a Mexican ginger. And so I'm just, like, a little, I'm like, a rare ginger breed, you know? So like, I would say the most offensive thing that people would say to me is, like, does a carpet match the drapes? And that is fucking crazy. Like, I put on my, like, dating profiles, like, I'm a natural redhead because, like, that's just, like, a random flex. Like, and I'm Mexican. Like, that's just a rare thing that you don't really see. And literally everyone would always be like, does a carpet match the drapes? Does a carpet match the drapes? And I'm like, why does everyone keep asking me this? And then, yeah, my brother was the one who was like, yeah, that seems sexual that you put that. And I was like, okay, sexualizing me for having red hair, what the fuck? So, whatever. I think it's still in there. I don't have dating apps anymore, but, like, I have my accounts, but I don't have the apps, so. Maybe it's there, maybe it's not. I guess we'll never know. Let's see. Okay, back to Marshall. So I got those shorts and those shorts. Oh my god. And then Cheyenne, I literally walked past the sexiest fucking pants I've ever seen in my life, and Cheyenne was like, look at these. And I'm like, what the fuck, what the fuck? Get me every single pair. They were so fucking cute. They're like white base, but then they literally have every one of my favorite colors, which is every color ever. They're like, or wait, I'm sorry, it's a light blue base, and then it has like cute little, like, it looks like post stickers. And they just have, like, little fruits or, like, little vines or whatever in them. And they're just, like, the cutest fucking thing. And I'm like, okay, these pants are my favorite thing in the world. I'm getting them. I don't give a fuck. And I did get an extra large because I was looking at the large and I was like, bitch, I do not think those are going to fit me. So I just grabbed the extra large. And they fit. Like, they honestly looked small, too. But they fit. So slay. So I got those, and then later I'm scrolling through the clothes, and baby, I found a top that matches. But the top is like such a fucking cute top. Like, I've wanted a top like this. It has like that like slant, like little, like it's not just straight across, like it's like slanted at the bottom. Does that make sense? But, and it's like mesh, and it's strapless, and like, my titties are not friends with strapless anything, but I was like, I'm making this fucking work. I don't give a fuck. This is the cutest thing I've ever seen. And having a whole outfit, like matching shirt and pants, like, I love a set. I love a set. So, of course, had to get that. And then, Yeah, it was perfect. And I really wanted to find a mini skirt to wear with this top because I was like, I want to look sexy for when we go out on my birthday. Like, I didn't want to wear pants. I want to wear, like, a shorts or mini skirt. Mini skirt was ideal. And then I came home and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I'm wearing. And I find this mini skirt I bought the other day. And I'm like, holy fucking shit, this is perfect. It's like a pastel yellow. And it goes literally fucking perfect together. Such a slay. And, but I'm a little hoe because the skirt is, like, low-key kind of long. And so I just rolled it up a few times. And I'm like, okay, this is perfect for the club. And honestly, such a fucking cute outfit. I'm obsessed. Because we're leaving tomorrow at 7 a.m. And we're going to head out to Austin. It's like, honestly, I don't know. You would think I know I've been to Austin or San Marcos, like anything like that so many times. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's like 3 to 5 hours. Oh, 3.5 hours? Well, that's because it's middle of the night. So it'll probably take us like 4.5 hours, probably. If I had to guess. In case we like stop and get gas and just getting all the bitches loaded up. It's going to be me, Cheyenne, Jalen, my mom, and Natalie. And I'm so excited. Like, I just feel like this is going to be a fucking awesome weekend. Like, last year, my birthday, I thought it was going to be fucking awesome. But I invited 7 bitches. And that was way too many. And it was like, blew my fucking balls off. Okay, let me just say that. But this year, it's not going to be like that. I trust all these fucking bitches. I've been friends with them for years. They're all, like, not psychopaths. So, we love that. But, like, I feel like I'm, like, the craziest one out of all of us. So, and if I crash out, like, you know it's bad. So, anyway, we're going to have a blast. We're leaving tomorrow morning, and then we'll come home Sunday. We're gonna come home, like, midday Sunday, because fucking Natalie, her little psycho ass, is coming home and getting on a plane to go to Florida. I'm like, bitch, back-to-back vacation, like, same day, is crazy. I'm so jealous. But, whatever. And then, yeah, so my birthday is Friday. Yay! And if you know me, I'm obsessed with my birthday. I don't love anyone's birthday, but, like, my birthday, like, I have a birthday month. I go all out for my birthday. I love my birthday. Like, crazy birthday, bitch. I don't know why. And it's a little scary, but it's a little awesome because it's scary for anyone else because I have really high standards. And I don't know what it is. I just, like, think I'm going to have the best day of my entire life on my birthday every single year. And then every year, I'm disappointed. But the past few years, I just planned my birthday, so I don't have to worry about no damn surprises, okay? I do like to be surprised, but also, I like to be in control, so I don't know what to tell ya. But I am excited for my birthday. I hope I get a little extra surprise, but we'll see. Whatever. Anyway, so we wanted to float the river, but I don't know if we're going to be able to do that, but I think we will. I don't know. But anyway, tomorrow is the only one that we have, like, planned out. And we're going to go. So we're getting there in the morning and we're going to go, like, thrift shop and eat and just, like, shop around at other, like, there's Congress Street. So we're going to go there and shop and drink. And then our Airbnb check-in is 4 o'clock. So we'll go there, get our life together, put on a cute outfit. Go to dinner. Oh, wait. Just kidding. We're going to go. I got this little donut boat. It's the coolest thing ever. I'm so excited. And it's like BYOB. So we're going to make strawberry pineapple mimosas and get like some little snacks or something and just go hang out there. I got an hour and a half rental. So I'm excited for that. I booked that today. And then after that, we'll go to dinner somewhere. And then we'll probably like go out a little bit, do a little something, so I'm excited for that. And then Friday, the day of my birthday, I really want to float the river. I really just want to be in the water and soak my life away. So hopefully we can do that with all the flooding. Jesus, I don't know if we're gonna be able to do that, but yeah, fuck, that shit's fucking whack. That flooding in Austin, crazy. So yeah, anyway, I don't know. Maybe one river's open, maybe one's not. I don't know. But It looked like one of them was open whenever I asked ChatGPT, and it also looked like one of them was closed. So we're going to see. We're going to check it out. But hopefully we can float the river. And then I want to go to, like, a rooftop pool, like, hopefully, like, a little bar, get a little seance, get a little this, a little that. I'm excited. And then Friday night, we're going to the Rose Room. We've only been one time, but it was fucking awesome. 10 out of 10 experience. I cannot fucking wait. And I got my fucking karma because I bought these leather pants from Shein. And baby, my whole cootie cat, it's my crack, was out. Like, I don't wear underwear, okay? And I wore these Shein leather pants. And first thing, like, as soon as we leave our little Airbnb, the belt loop rips. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, whatever, just a little belt loop. Ain't no nothing. And then we get to the club. We go to the bathroom. I'm zipping up my pants. And the zipper breaks or something. And then after that, then I was dancing and I felt a rip. And I was like, oh, it's just a little rip. And, like, it's dark in here. Like, whatever, it doesn't even matter. And then later, I feel it again. And then we go to the bathroom. And I'm like, let me see how bad this rip is. And when I say cootie to crack, I mean cootie to crack, baby. It was bad. And then they ripped, like, a total of 5 different times that night. So, don't buy Shein leather pants, okay? Now we know. Now we know. But I still had a blast, bitch. Nothing was killing my vibe. I was at the best club of my life. And so, I'm excited to go back and hopefully not be traumatized. So, I mean, I'm wearing a mini skirt and a little strapless top, but I have little mini shorts and little mini strapless bra to go underneath. So at least I won't be naked. Yay. Worst comes to worst. Yeah, that's all I have planned. I want to swim. I want to get drunk. And I want to get high. Ooh, and our little place has a little hot tub. And, okay, you tell me what you think. Because I'm like, okay, this is what it says. It says, you may only smoke tobacco or more relaxing items outside. To me, that means smoke your damn weed, baby. So, I hope that's what that means. So, yeah, I'm like 90. Because, like, what else? What do you mean? What else am I going to smoke that's more relaxing? That's the most relaxing thing I can think of, baby. So, that's the plan. They have a little hot tub. We might turn it on. I kind of doubt it because it is just already so freaking hot. So, but it's nice. We'll just have a little place to sit and chill. And there's a little fire pit. And there is an outside shower. That's my dream. I don't have big dreams of a dream house. But I want an outside shower. I love an outside shower. I don't know. I have taken one. But I don't think I've ever done it naked. I think I have, actually. But I'm going to do the gambit. Yeah, I think this lake house I used to go to all the time, they had a... I know they had an outside shower, but I'm like, I don't know if I was naked out there. Fuck, I hope. So, yeah, outside shower is, like, literally my dream because I love a shower and I love outside. And it's, like, clean but outside. Like, I'm fucking excited. That's probably what I'm most excited about. So, don't even fuck with me. I'm going to shower there every single day. So, I'm planning to not shower in the inside shower. So, I'll let you know. My foot's falling asleep and I just took my hair down. It was wrapped up in my t-shirt because that's better for your hair than a towel. So anyway, let's see. Yeah, I'm really excited. Big birthday bitch over here. So yeah. And then what else? Oh, okay. So me and Cheyenne, she planned on moving out like probably like 10 months ago. Like, she was, like, made the decision, like, she's ready to move. And, like, I guess we probably talked about it, but I don't really know. And so, last night, we're sitting there, and I was like, okay, what is your yearning? Like, what are you moving for? What are you wanting to get out of this? What? Because it's, like, we're all really upset about this. And so, like, this is just such a sad thing. Like, her and Jalen have lived together for 3 years. Obviously, me and Cheyenne's, best friends. Like, we're so fucking close right now. And so, I'm like, I just, like, what is it? Like, what do you want? And she says, sustainability. And I'm like, okay, elaborate. Like, financially, like, or stability. I think, I don't know. Sustainability? Hold on, I gotta look that up. Is that what she said? I think she said stability, but... Okay. Because I'm like, I don't think I've ever used the word sustainability. Okay. Sustainability is the ability to meet the needs of a present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Balancing environmental health, economic viability, and social equity, often called the three pillars of sustainability. Protecting natural resources and ecosystems. Okay. Ensuring well-being, equity, and justice within and between generations. Okay, so I guess probably not. In short, sustainability is about living in a way that supports long-term balance and health for people, the planet, and prosperity. Okay, cute. Okay, so maybe, like, both. But I'm pretty sure she was saying stability. But I feel like, you know, sustainability, like, she's also sustainable, bitch. Okay? Leave her alone. But, so I'm just like, yeah, like, what do you really mean by that? What does that mean to you? And I got a little scared asking that just because I feel like I feel like most people in this conversation that are not just extremely deeply feeling persons will just be like, oh, what do you want out of this? What's your yearn? What's a normal way to say this? Like, oh yeah, like, what are you excited for? What are you nervous for? Blah, blah, blah. Like, what's your goal? What's your dreams? Blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. Like, and then if she says stability, they'll be like, oh my God, yes, love, need that. And I don't know. I just feel like that's something that is a little confusing to me, which makes me feel a little different because I'm like, what does that mean? I want to know, like, what that means to you. Like, what is that going to do for you? How are you going to feel when you get that? What is the deepest thing? Like, what is the truest thing? And because last time, probably a year ago, I'm like, I ask a question, and I'm like, why do you have sex? Like, what do you get out of having sex? And I think I was asking Cheyenne, but I don't know. And she's like, it just feels good to be, like, desired. It feels good to da-da-da. And then I'm like, okay, but, like, what do you get from that? And then another friend came in and was like, I get what you get out of that. Like, I know what you're saying. And, like, just kind of, like, shut me down. And I was like, I'm not trying to, like, be an asshole. Like, if you just want to fuck because you just want to fuck, you can say that. But I just, like... It's something that's confusing to me. Like, I want to know why. Like, I want to know what that feels like for you. Like, I don't know. I just want to have, like, a little bit deeper conversation about it, I guess. So, yeah, I get a little nervous asking for follow-ups. Like, I want a little deeper thought. But then today on our car, that's what I brought up. And I was like, I'm just thinking, like, I feel like... Because, you know, Cheyenne said the other day, she was like... I want you to cry. Like, I don't want you to cry, but I want you to cry. That was what she said. And that made me feel really bad. I really felt that. Like, that made me feel a lot of things because to me, that means, you know, you want to know that I care. Like, you want to see that I care. So that means that I'm not showing that I care. And I'm a caring ass bitch. So something was up. And that was last episode. Me trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. So tune in, bitch. If you want to see me crash the fuck out. Pretty embarrassing, pretty not embarrassing, because it was true, but you just don't usually see people crashing out like that, and you didn't see me do it, so shut the fuck up. No, I'm just kidding, sorry, though. I feel like I've said shut the fuck up a lot, and I didn't mean it, I'm sorry. But, anyway, so we're in the car, and I'm just like, you know what, this is scary, and I definitely do think that there's gonna be days that, you know, do suck, and that we do really miss each other, and, like... It is gonna suck a little bit, but it's also so beautiful because I feel like I want to shift my perspective here. In the last episode, I was really realizing, like, you know, maybe I've got a little guard up and I still have a lot of shit with my brother that I guess I didn't really even know about, that I didn't really deal with, I didn't even know about, honestly. And I have a lot of anger and I have a lot of hurt and I felt a big sense of left behind. And so with Cheyenne, I don't want to just feel left behind because A, that just sucks to feel like that. And B, what does that even mean? Okay, so, because Cheyenne leaving and moving away, I could feel left behind. Like, oh, she's leaving me here. Like, she's leaving me. But it's like, okay, like, I want to get something out of this. And I think that a new perspective that I'm trying to introduce and just really, like, it feels a little truer is that she's leaving. I'm also, like, there's no such thing as one-way liberation. Thank you, Glennon, for saying that, because that feels really fucking true. And it's like, I just feel she's moving on to, she's searching for something bigger. And so she's leaving this friendship the way it is. So I'm also leaving this friendship the way it is. This sounds weird. The friendship is not ending, but I just mean, like, it's so convenient. It's so close. We're 15 minutes away from each other. Like, it's so convenient for us. And so it's not going to be as convenient. Like, we're going to have to try. And I feel confident in that. I feel like I'm definite. I know that I'm willing. I love friendship. I love Cheyenne. I love this relationship that we have. And I really trust that she does too. I really think that this is going to be great. So I feel good about that. But it will change. Like, it's not going to be as convenient as it is right now. And so with that, it is freeing us in a sense, because we are each other's primary person, kind of, in the way that we're living our life right now. We hang out multiple times a week. We're usually each other's first text or call about any news. Like, we're always together, everything, very close. we want to go do something, we're calling the other one to come do it with us. So I feel like that is going to change. And so we're kind of both losing, like, our primary person. Aw, sad. Love you, girl. But I don't know. I just feel like this is giving me a chance, and her. Our priorities, we'll have open room for priorities. We'll have open room to just reevaluate and grow. And it's like, I feel like in the perspective of just thinking that she's leaving me and just feeling left behind and just feeling hurt and just the loss of it, I don't really get anything out of that but the shit. Like, that's what I did with my brother. I was very hurt. I was very felt left behind. I was very, like, not poor me, but poor me. Validly. I think it was valid. Valid. But I just feel like this time I want to do it a little differently. Like, I want to take this as, like, this is a new beginning for me too. Like, it's not just a new beginning for her. Like, I'm getting a new beginning too, because my best friend's leaving me. Like, I get, like, I'm gonna have a lot of free time. I'm gonna have a lot of time to, I want to get into Clay, and I want to, I don't know, her doing this is also something that's really beautiful, because I feel like pretty much since me and Cheyenne have really started getting close, like, I would say the past year, she has, I feel like, pretty visibly, like, I feel like feeling like something is missing. And I think me and Cheyenne are a little different in the sense of, like, I don't want to speak for her, but I feel like for social pressure, like, I feel like I'm at a really, like, Glennon Doyle really changed my life. I don't know what to tell you. If you don't have Glennon Doyle in your life, you need to get her in your life, because, like, I truly think I am fucking blessed. Like, I feel like I know, like, secrets of life that we're never supposed to know, but I know them. And I just feel like I've been able to break free from a lot of social pressures. Also, I am only 22, so it is, I'll be 23 in 2 days, but Cheyenne is 27, she'll be 28 in August, and so I feel like, you know, she's pretty, I feel like strongly feeling the social pressures of, like, what am I doing with my life, and that sucks. Obviously, that's a shitty fucking feeling that I think everyone feels forever, no matter what. And I feel like capitalism, the biggest idea is chasing, always chasing something and never being satisfied. And something that blew my fucking balls off, Amanda Doyle told me is, I think someone asked her, I don't really remember the situation, but it made me ask myself the question, am I satisfiable? And that, I just sat in that for a long time, and I realized I'm not. And I think with our conditioning, we're taught to not be satisfiable, because that's how capitalism works. That's how hustle culture works, is, oh, just this one thing and then I'll be happy. Oh, just this one thing, then I'll be happy. And then you're never actually happy. You're always just chasing this fucking fake feeling, this fake thing. Like, you think, oh, I need to be in a relationship, that would make me happy, that would make me happy. And then you get in a relationship and then you still have this yearning. Yeah, that's capitalism, baby. And I just feel like that is something that it's hard, because I do still feel a lot of those things sometimes, but I feel like I'm two different people. Like, I really feel like the past few years I'm just two different people, because half of me is all of my conditioning and everything that I've ever learned in my life, and all the ways I've learned how to be and how to act and what to wear and what to look like and this and this and this. And the other half of me is like my truest actual self, that's not capitalism or fucking whatever. And so I think that it's actively really hard, and I do feel like I feel like that is something that I bring to the table in my friendship. Like, I am gonna fucking toot my own fucking horn a little bit right now. It's my fucking birthday, bitch. Shut the fuck up. I think something I bring to the table is I love growth. I love soul. I don't like the word soul searching, because I feel like that's loaded and it has like a weird connotation in my brain. So I don't want to say that, but I want to finding my truest, deepest feelings. Like, that's something I'm really interested in, and I really want to know your truest and deepest feelings. I really love authenticity. I really love the present. I really love deep, deep things. And I think that that's something that a lot of people don't have, because we're conditioned to just be fucking surface level and everything is scripted. So I feel like I'm just different in that way, bitch. And so I feel like I'm able to bring that, but I, you know, it's not like I can change you. I can try to start things. And I do think that I don't know. I do think that I've kind of, I don't know. I don't want to take credit if Cheyenne doesn't feel that this credit is due, but I do feel like I kind of have opened her mind to some other possibilities and just released, not maybe not released, but at least pointed out that that's a social pressure. Like, I feel like a lot of things, it's like, we just think that we're fucking crazy and we gotta do this and we gotta do this and we gotta do this and I'm so wrong and I'm, like, fucked up and all this shit's fucked up. And then it's like, I don't know, for me, I feel like I felt all those things, and then Glennon Doyle was like, no, I feel those things, everyone feels those things, you're fucking normal, bitch. Like, you're not crazy, that's how this system is supposed to go, but you were not supposed to find that out. But we're fucking finding that out, because it makes life a lot more beautiful and just true. So I feel like that's what I'm good for. And I do feel like me and Cheyenne, like, I feel like, I'm glad you said this today, I feel like I needed this reassurance. But I was just saying that, you know, because she's saying, you know, once she leaves, it'll just, like, she was saying she's been very comfortable here where we live, and she's lived here for 10 years, and it's been like she's just gotten comfortable here. She's not pushing to find a bigger career. She's not getting everything out of life that she wants to get. She has bigger needs. She wants something else. She wants something more for herself. And I think that's fucking beautiful, and I respect her so fucking much for that, because she is moving right now with the intention to find this bigger yearn and to just give herself more. She wants more out of life, and she just feels like here she's just super comfortable and isn't really getting that. So that's a reason for this. And also something that I do like is she says, because she has this job that she wants to get here, and it's likely that she's going to get it, and it's really fucking cool, and it's pretty much going to set her up for to have this successful career. And she's like, but she does want a work-life balance. And if this job works out and it's great, but she's like also willing to admit that she might get here and get this job and get this thing and it still not be enough. And I think that's a scary and real feeling that a lot of people don't talk about, because it's like, oh, as soon as I get this relationship, as soon as I get this job, as soon as I get this, as soon as I do this or see this or whatever, then I'll be satisfied. And I just feel like I am really happy that Cheyenne is trying to chase this yearning. And yeah, move forward with this. I feel like 10 out of 10. I love that for her. I think this is going to be good. And if not, at least she's trying. At least she's doing things. Like, even if it all crashes and burns, it's not for nothing at all. Like, it's still such a beautiful thing. And I'm like, also, bitch, I think our relationship is so convenient, right? And I feel like convenient sounds like I'm like, be like, oh yeah, we're just convenient. Like, no, we're so fucking close. But a huge reason that it's so accessible, because it's so accessible, because it's so convenient that we're able to be like this. And so I think it'll be good, because then I think our time spent together will be better. But she did say that she does still feel the growth in our relationship, and it's just more the other aspects of her life, because she was saying, like, you know, then that'll just make our time spent together more intentional, and that'll make us grow, and we just won't, like, it'll blah 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, but like, I have to say, like, I feel like that we do grow a lot. Like, I feel like I'm very intentional about that. Like, I feel like we are good at that in this relationship. And she agreed. She said that too. So that felt good, because I was like, wait, you don't feel like we're growing? Like, I feel like we're always having some progressive conversation. So that felt good. But anyway, I am really happy for her. Yeah, obviously it's gonna suck sometimes, and I'm gonna miss her a fuck ton, and I'm gonna miss texting her and then just being like, oh, I'm coming over, I'll be there in 15 minutes. Which, it's only an hour, so it's not too crazy, but it's just definitely not as convenient as it is now. And I feel, I don't know, me and Cheyenne are gonna have a compound together. It's just gonna happen. And Jalen. It's just what's gonna happen. I don't make the rules. I just feel it in my soul. That's my end dream, is with my fucking bitches, okay? And my family. And their families. Like, we're all gonna have one big fucking compound together. It's gonna be awesome. And yeah, that's end goal for me. I do really think me and Cheyenne are gonna be close forever, and that, I don't know, I feel like in 10 years, like, I said 10 years earlier, and then I was like, actually, probably in, like, a year. I feel like me and Cheyenne will miss each other greatly, and I do feel like we will come back together at another point in our life. Like, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll be, and we'll get fucking married, bitch. I'm just kidding. But I don't know, like, I, overall, I think my truest feelings, I do feel, is kind of refreshing, and it is nice, because seeing her do this is inspiring. I love that she feels this bigger need and is trying to, she's choosing herself, you know? Like, it's scary and hard, and obviously it sucks, like, for, like, our little friend group and our little shit, but it's like, we're still gonna be friends, it's still gonna be fucking awesome, and she's just got this shit to do, so she's going to fucking do it. Like, I'm so proud of her, and I just love her, and oh, see a shit, bitch. And yeah, so yeah, I think overall it'll be really good, but it is kind of sad, you know, it's just different. It is a loss, it is something to be grieved, but I think that's okay. Like, how lucky are we, bitch? How lucky are we to fucking have this? Like, I'm gonna cry. But I just love her so much. And, like,
yeah, I'm so glad we got to spend the day together, do all of our shit, and then we were doing so good today. We didn't cry, and yeah, not till the end. At the end, whenever I was walking out, I was like, yeah, like, we finished the rest of the movie, The Life List, and of course, I cried during that, and she cried a little bit, and then after that was over, I was like, yeah, I gotta do an everything shower, and then I got a podcast, I got a pack, I got a lot of shit to do, so I had to leave, and it was like, that sucked. Like, we both cried then, because it was like, every time I leave, like, well, usually she goes to work in the morning and I get to sleep in, but every once in a while I'll have to go to work and she gets to sleep in, so we usually, like, don't really say bye to each other. But if we do, like, if I do leave for some fucking weird ass reason, she always locks me in the door. And while I was like, oh, I love you, and like, hug and whatever, make out a little bit, I'm just kidding, but it's like, I don't know, like, and we're just like, love you, bye, like, see you when I see you. And it just sucked, like, today, because it was like, this is like the last time, like, at this house. And it's like, I guess all last night and today we're making jokes and we're like, our last shot together, and like, we're being so dramatic, we're like, forever, like, bye forever, and like, we're just saying like all this stupid shit, and we're like, our last this, and I'm like, our last movies together, our last, like, whatever, and I'm like, our last goodbye, and like, we both like just started crying a little bit, because it's like, it sucked, like, just like leaving her house, like, there for the last time, and like, we just had our last sleepover and spent our last day together, and like, it just fucking sucks. And it's like, yeah, I'm gonna see her literally at 7 a.m. tomorrow, but it's just different, like, that's our last hangout at this house, like, this close and everything. But wow, I didn't let a single tear fall out of my eye. They're like, my eyes were fucking blue, and if I would have blinked, like, I would have fucking bawled my eyes out, but I just held my eyes open, and I've like sucked them back in, all my tears, and yeah, it was great. So yeah, we cried a little bit, and then I left, and yeah, I came home, I packed, gave a little fashion show to my mom, trying on all my outfits, and then I showered and shaved my legs and shaved my armpits. Didn't shave my cootie, it's a bush girl summer, just kidding, I did shave it for Bonnaroo, but, so it's a half bush girl summer, you know, I'm nervous, but bush girl summer, I don't give a fuck, I just, like, I don't know, off topic, and, you know, I would say TMI, but I feel like if you know me at this point, like, bitch, I don't believe in TMI, so I'm just gonna tell you, like, the carpet matches the drapes, bitch, and you know what? It's like, my hair is really light, and so you can't really even see it in a swimsuit, is the point. And so, yeah, I just don't give a fuck. And it's a bush girl summer. I feel like that's real. Everyone's feeling bush girl summer. So, yeah, I didn't shave. And I'm a little nervous, because I feel like any other time, I've always at least shaved my bikini line. But, like, nope. I might be chicken and shave it, like, now that I'm talking about it and, like, thinking about it. I'm like, oh, no, should I have done that? But as of right now, full bush, baby. And yeah, I'm cool with that, because it's like, literally, I'm not even joking you, I shave, or like, some, I don't know, whatever. What the fuck ever, bitch. You don't need to know all my personal hygiene. That's not hygiene, it's fucking hair on your body, bitch. What the fuck? Anyway, what the fuck? Why are you talking about my bush? Leave it alone. Her. How did I get to that? What the fuck? Literally, how did I get to that? I was talking about leaving Cheyenne's. I'm talking about coming home. Oh, my shower. Oh, yeah, I did my hair mask. And then, oh, I need to flip my laundry. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, weirdo, stop freaking thinking about my bush, but whatever. Anyway, yeah, I just need to breathe a little bit, but I don't know. Also, something is, I'm like, okay, so stability. What? Because I'm thinking, what is that going to do? And I'm just trying to think of, like, what does this mean to me? What, is this something I have thought about? Is this something that I should be thinking about? What is this? I'm trying to figure out, what is this to me? Because I feel like in the past, I would just be feeling all the social pressure and also be thinking, what the fuck am I doing with my life? And I think that I'm at a point that I can truly just say, like, I feel free from that. Not 100%, but I feel like at least 70-30. Like, I feel pretty free from what am I doing with my life. Every once in a while I'll feel it, and every once in a while I'll kind of be like, girl, what's we doing? What the hell is going on? But I feel like overall, I'm pretty content with my life. I feel like, because whenever I think, what am I doing with my life, the main thing that makes people feel that is relationships, job, and living situation. And because I feel like, you know, oh, and college too, I think is something that plays a factor in what am I doing with my life. Is that it? I feel like those are the main things that come up for me whenever I think, what am I doing with my life? Those are the fears that I feel like used to have pretty high pressures over me. And let's just go through all those things real quick, okay? Relationship. I feel really content with where I'm at in relationship status. And obviously single, but rich, okay? I feel like I've said this before, and I'll say it again, because this was such a profound thing that still blows my mind, but literally feels like one of the most beautiful things that I found out. Feels like I found out a hack for life. And it's that every relationship that I have should be everything that a romantic relationship would have, minus sex. And with that, I have tons of relationships. I'm in like 20 relationships. And obviously no sex. And that's honestly ideal for me at this point in my life. Like, would it be nice? No. Honestly, I don't want to fuck. Like, again, with the TMI thing, I wouldn't mind having my pussy ate, but I don't want to fuck. Like, yeah, I don't want no pressure or anything. And like, if it happened, it happened, but I'm like not sitting here thinking, oh, I want to fuck. Oh, I want to fuck. Every once in a while, I think, I want to have my pussy ate, but that's really it. So, I don't want a romantic relationship because I just feel like it would not be fair to expect my pussy to get ate and not eat the pussy, okay? And yeah, that's just, I mean, if I needed to eat a pussy, I would eat a pussy. But I'm just saying, I don't sit around and think, I want to eat some pussy. And also, I only have the thought, I want my pussy ate every once in a while. And it's usually after me and my friends have talked about it. I'm like, oh, wow, I forget that that's a thing. And that's an option. But whatever. God, we're so personal today. We were talking about my bush, talking about my pussy eating. And if you know me ever in my life, no, you don't. So sorry, okay? But this is just my truth, okay? But anyway, how did we get here again? What is up with these crazy things? Okay, hold on. Let's back it up. Relationships, yes. So, any relationship, I'm in tons of relationships. Yeah, like, yeah, no pussy eating, but I'm so vulnerable and intimate. Because I feel like in friendships, there's some level, in most friendships, in a lot of friendships that I've been in, I feel like me and Cheyenne's friendship is something that has been so unique and feels like an insane hack to life. Again, because it's like, I feel like we have really been able to get extremely vulnerable and really connect and very intimate and very present and very honest. And like, I feel like me and Cheyenne really have every single thing a romantic relationship has except for the sex. And that is something so awesome. And since me and Cheyenne have had this relationship, it's also sprung out into all my other relationships. So my relationship with Jalen, same thing. My relationship with my mother, same thing. My relationship with everyone. Those are my, Jalen and my mom and Cheyenne are like probably the closest, like who really, really, like we're really on that fucking level. Me and my brother, Brianna, I feel like we have a good relationship. Cassidy, Natalie, like, I feel like, yeah, we get there. But I just feel like, and my relationship with myself, honestly, I fuck myself, you know, I'm in a romantic relationship with myself. How about that, bitch? Okay. But anyway, calm down, bitch. You're acting crazy. And yeah, I just feel really content in my relationships. I feel really vulnerable. I feel like a significant other. Whenever I think of a romantic relationship, that is something that scares me. And that is something that, it's just something I don't really think about often. But every once in a while when I think about it, I just feel like in the past romantic relationships I've been in, I don't like the way I am in those relationships. I think that I lose myself a lot. And that's something, at this point in my life, I cherish my relationship with myself so fucking much. Like, the fact that I have a sense of self is like, I literally never ever in my life would have thought I would have had a self. And I feel like I've really started finding myself, and I will be finding myself forever and ever. But I don't know, I'm like, I this is just not something that I'm willing to risk at this point. Like, I don't want to risk losing myself in someone else. And so yeah, I don't really think about a romantic relationship. Like, I feel like at this point in my life, my, just who I am, I don't know, I feel like my aura or something, I don't know, but I feel like used to, I would be like, I don't want a boyfriend, it's fine. But I was a bitch who always had a man of some sort, and people would, like, as soon as I stopped doing that, everyone was like, oh, do you have a boyfriend, especially like when you meet someone new. And now I meet new people all the time, and they don't just come up and be like, are you in a relationship, do you have a boyfriend, like, because personally I fucking hate it when someone says that, because I'm like, no, I don't. And then their scripted ass response is, oh, well, that's okay, you'll find someone, it happens when you least expect it. Oh, that's okay, I'm surprised you don't have a boyfriend, you're so pretty and you're so sweet and blah 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 blah. I fucking hate that. It's like, that's how I feel. I don't know, that I just, it's like, imagine me being like, are you in a relationship, and someone says yes, and I'm like, oh, that's okay, like, one day you'll find yourself and you'll have a sense of self and you'll be able to just like find validation from yourself and not need to rely on someone else for that. Like, that's fucked up to say to someone, but it's not fucked up whenever someone's like, it's okay, you'll find a man, like, you know, when it happens, it'll happen, blah blah blah, or fucking stupid ass shit. And so anyway, that happened to me the other day though. Someone, one of my clients, was like, I can't believe I never asked you this, girl, are you in a relationship? And I was like, hell no. And like, I just hate, like, I hate when a motherfucker, like, if you ask me if I'm in a relationship, I don't care about that. But I know that the next response that you have when I say no is, oh, that's okay, you'll find someone. That's stupid shit. I hate that. I hate it. And anyway, so next, what are the four things I was saying? What am I doing with my life? Okay, relationships, got that talked out. I'm content in my relationships, baby. Career. I feel the most content with that. A little scared, because I do think I am a little risque, and this might not be my thought forever. But for while I'm in my 20s, this is where I'm at. Well, actually, for my whole life. I know that my life's purpose is not hustle culture. It's just not. I like money, but every day I like money a little less. So my dream is not a career, baby. Like, I just, like, I don't know. I know absolutely if I didn't have to work, I wouldn't. I know that, but I am sure. Like, if anyone ever tells me, like, you can quit your job, or you can say, baby, bye, love you, see you later, doodaloo. Like, cannot be doing that shit, okay? I will work. But right now, my plan of career is, I think that there's a 2-year limit on a job for me. That's what it's looking like. My last job was my first full-time job. And after 2 years, I was burnt the fuck out. Honestly, should not have even been there for 2 years. But I miss it, though. I want to have, like, a 10 jobs. And I'll cycle through them. And now I'm lashing. And it's been about almost a year and a half. 2 more months. And I feel like at 2 years, it'll be close. I think I have a little more than me, because I do actually really love lashing. So we'll see. But this isn't what I want to do for my whole life. And I think sometimes for my employer, maybe that's not the best thing to hear, that I don't love capitalism. And I'm sorry, baby. Like, I'm sorry, but look at me. You knew that when I walked in the door, okay? And I don't know. Like, I just feel like I want to try everything. I feel like my brain now knows the possibilities are fucking endless. They're endless. I could do and try everything. And that is something that brings me so much joy. And it, like, it's honestly, like, puts me in awe. Like, it's so beautiful that there's millions of jobs. Bitch, why do you want me to pick one? What the helly? And yes, I'm eliminated from a lot of them because I don't have any degree. So let me just start with that, baby. And but I do think it would be fun to go to college some. Just a little bit. I want to go at some point in my life. I want to take some women and gender studies. I want to take some random shit. I don't want to have any degree. I just want to take some random courses because I think that would be fun. A lot of money. So I don't know if I want to go into it yet. But, you know, we'll see. We'll fucking see, bitch. But, yeah. And I'm like, I want to go work at this elephant sanctuary in Thailand. I want to go work at a little Italian restaurant in Italy. I want to go work at a hostel in Portugal. I want to go work on a farm in Montana. I don't know, bitch. I want to work at a resort in Colorado. I actually do want to do that. One of my client's daughters does that. And me and her daughter, every time we talk, we sound the exact same. I've never met her daughter, but I feel like I know her and I feel like we're soulmates. And yeah, so all of that sounds so exciting. I want to do some nonprofit. I want to do some humanitarian. I want to do some everything. I want to work. I want to make jewelry. I want to sell clay. My clay art. That's my next adventure. I'm excited for that. I want to be a dancer. I want to be a backstage dancer. Not a backstage. Is that what it's called? No. Backup. I want to be a backup dancer for raves. Not a backup dancer. I want to be the lead dancer. I have a lot of things I want to do as a point. I want to teach a Zumba class. I want to teach a yoga. I want to work at a retreat. I want to do everything, bitch. Okay? And I can't do that if I pick a career. And I don't want to work a 9-to-5. And I don't want to have my job consuming me. I think it would be nice to have a job that I love. But at this point in my life, I love my job right now. And it's still, if my job was all I had, let me just tell you right now, motherfucker, I would not be satisfied. So that's all I'm going to say. And so that's where I'm at with career. So relationships, career, what else did I say? Oh, living situation. I love my family. And for dating culture, I feel like I don't like that aspect, but it's a good thing I don't date, so I don't give a fuck. It's a little annoying because we're getting pretty overcrowded. There's 6 people in my house, and it's this little baby house, and it's becoming a lot. But my mom and everyone else is also feeling the same things, so we're getting ready to move. And everyone's like, are you moving with them? Yeah. I said, we're getting ready to move, motherfucker. Not they're getting ready to move. I think my dream living situation, I want to own a tiny home, and I want it to be cute and cunty, and then I want to go travel the world, and I want to have a compound with my friends, like I said. I told you guys that. Are you listening? So, yeah. And I'm not embarrassed that I live with my family. I'm really close with my family, and I like it like this. Like, I feel like this is kind of the dream. Like, I don't know. I don't want to move out. I'm comfortable and satisfied with that. Not just comfortable, and I'm scared to be uncomfortable. But motherfucker, let me tell you right fucking now, I'm scared to live alone. And, you know, I believe in getting out of your comfort zone, but it's not a comfort thing. I'm scared of ghosts. Or getting possessed. Or someone killing me. Or anything like that. So I just don't want to live alone. And right now, I don't want to live in an apartment. I don't want a roommate that is a freak. I'm just kidding. I'm a freak. I'll be the freak roommate. But yeah, so having my family trusting, that's cool. I'm into this. I like this. I would live with Cheyenne or Jalen or Natalie or Cassidy. Like, I would be so down for that. But I don't want to pay rent. And if I lived with any of them, I would have to pay rent. And guess what? With my mommy, I don't pay rent, motherfucker. And if I live in a tiny home, I would just buy it. So it's not paying rent. It would be going to something. And a tiny home is a perfect amount of space because, and it's like, I can have that forever because then I could, like, if I want to move out of there, I could Airbnb it or rent it out or sell it, motherfucker. I don't think I would sell it, but I could. Anyway, like, that, I feel like a tiny home, like, I don't know, logically, literally, ideally, that seems like the best thing for me, or like a shipping container home. Like, I'm so fucking into that. That's my dream living situation. And guess what? Right next door to my mom's house. So, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't care that you think it's weird. If you think it's weird. I don't know. I'm like projecting right now because I think I used to be like, whenever I moved out, I was like, I need to move out so bad. Like, I'm not going to college. I'm not moving away. I need to at least move out of my mom's house. And that was cool and fun. But then I realized it was a lot more fucking cool and fun to not pay rent. And now I'm free, motherfucker. So I love living at home. You couldn't pay me to leave. Well, you could pay me to leave, but anyway, you get the point. That's a living situation. What's the other thing I said? Career, living situation, relationship. Sometimes physical appearance. I feel like that's something that makes me think, what the fuck am I doing? And like mental state. Mentally, healthier than I've ever been. Love it. Lavish. 10 out of 10, honestly. I'm cool with that. And then, oh, college? Yeah, I said that. Yeah, college, I feel like whenever I first decided I wasn't going to college, that just, like, wasn't, I didn't know that was an option. And then, like, whenever I first said, I don't want to be a dental hygienist, my mom was like, you don't have to go to college. And I was like, well, what? Girl, everybody's going to college. So that kind of blew my balls off. And so that was really intimidating because a lot of people would be like, oh, you're graduating high school, where are you going to college, what do you want to do, which is insane to me that we ask children that, because even if a motherfucker asked me right now, I'd be like, bitch, I don't know what I want to wear. I don't know what I want to wear tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to eat for dinner. And you want me to know what I want to do for my life? You want to know what I want to spend thousands of dollars to go in debt for? Baby, nothing. I'm smiling. I put a smile on to be cute because what the hell is that? Okay. So yeah, college is not my jam. I don't want a degree. I don't want to go into that much debt. I don't want to spend that much time in school. I didn't like school. I like learning now, but about shit I want to know about. I don't want to learn fucking math. I don't want to read. Well, I want to read, but I don't want to, like, I hate history and I hate science. Let me just put that fucking out there. I don't want to know. Well, science is kind of cool now. But chemistry class fucked my shit, okay? And history, don't even get me fucking started. I'm into history now. Because I like, you know, to learn about women's history and, like, feminism and, like, also, like, politically almost a little bit. I don't know. I think it's good to know a certain level of history. But if you're telling me fucking da-da-da-da-da, it's bullshit, okay? And also, something that blows my mind about fucking history that pisses me off, I had a bunch of shitty history teachers, too, that traumatized me, so. but the point of something that never even crossed my mind until I saw a TikTok about it, probably, like, a year ago, and it was that someone in charge of something is picking out what we learn about history and from what perspective we learn about history. And that's just something that's funny to me because I hate white straight man America and capitalism. And that's the history we're learning about, okay? We're learning it from a white man's point of view. And guess what? That ain't me. So I don't want to know your perspective. I want to know what it was like for me, for women. Okay? How it really was. Not how we glamorize it. So, yeah. That's that. College is cool, but I am not interested in the academic. Like, I don't want to learn, like, I don't really know, honestly. I don't know that much about college. But, yeah, I just would like to take some classes about this, or a class on this, or a class on this. Like, I want to learn how to become more of an environmentalist, and, like, how to, like, you know, save this planet, and, like, how to be a good person, and, like, women, and, like, crafting. Do they have crafting classes in college? They have, like, pottery and art class. That would be cool. I would take a podcasting class. Do they do that in college? Can you go to college for that? I don't know. See, I don't even know anything about college. So, But I know I don't want to go for years and years and then decide that I don't want that job anymore. Because, like I said, I got a 2-year limit on a job. And don't hold me to that. Maybe I'll go longer. But at this point in my life, I think 2 years is it. So, except for the podcast, whenever I'm rich and famous, I'll do this forever. Right now, I plan on doing this until I'm dead. So, yeah. So, just waiting on y'all to blow me up. Blow me up, baby. Blow me up. Anyway, fuck. I'm just, like, rambling on at this point, but it feels so good. This feels really true to me. I'm joking a lot, and I'm being fucking weirdo, but this feels really productive for me because it was, like, I was getting a little scared earlier when Cheyenne was saying stability and that she's chasing this yearning, and I'm like, am I missing something? Should I want stability, and should I want this big yearn? Should I move? Like, I don't know. So I was just kind of scared, and I'm like, I feel like my yearning is for feelings. Because I don't know. I feel like I've cracked the system. At least for me. And that's why I'm like, I don't think I have the right answer. I'm not saying that I know any fucking better. And, like, also, I feel like in this conversation, I'm thinking all about myself from Cheyenne's, like, based off of things that she said, which obviously, yeah, I can't really speak for her and her deepest, truest feelings. Like, we haven't gotten to that. And also, that's not my place to share that with you. So, you know, anytime anyone's talking, we're mostly thinking about ourselves and how that relates to us, or at least I am. And so, yeah, I'm like, what does stability look like for me? And I feel like I got it going on. I feel like I am a little, I think it's good that Cheyenne is leaving in a sense, because I do think that I want to make more friends, because I don't know. I feel like I don't give myself credit for that, because I'm like, I want to make friends, like, I want to meet more people, blah, blah, blah. But I do meet a lot of people, and I do make a lot of friends. Like, I talk to, I feel like I make a friend everywhere I go. I at least talk to someone and we're like, eh. Like, I don't know. So that always makes me feel good. But that's like talking to random people makes me feel so good. And I feel like that is something I want out of life, is I want to connect. I want to be able to connect instantly. I want to be able to be more vulnerable instantly. I want to be able to just care less. And something I really want to step into in this next phase of my life is I want to realize that I have to be open to anything happening. Because I feel like, I don't know, rejection therapy is something that interests me, because it's like, rejection is just like a made up idea. And I have a huge, huge fear of rejection and like failure. Like, I don't know, like those have always been like, I'm like almost like gonna cry right now. Like, that's something that is really fucking scary to me. Like, I'm so scared of failing. I'm so scared of rejection. Like, I think that's like some of my daddy issues. I think that's like some of my like relationship. I think that's some of my like just seeking validation from anyone but myself, like growing up. And so I feel like at this point in my life, I am getting to a point of knowing myself better and a better understanding. And I feel like I deserve things. I deserve things that I want. I think we all do. I'm not even trying to be like fucking tooting my own horn. I think that we all deserve to live lives that we love. And so I want to be more confident about asking for things that I want and saying things that I feel like I owe that to myself. And I like, also it's like, if I never ask, I'll never know. And what this comes down to is I want to ask for an extra day off at my work. That's my main place. And that's just been something I'm like, I'm so scared. And I just feel like I've just been like telling myself, and I'm like, oh, well, I can't do that because this, and like, oh, I don't deserve that because of this. And like, I do this and I do this, and just thinking of all the reasons why I shouldn't have that. And then I just, my softest self says, no, sweetie, like, you do deserve that. Like, that's what you want. Like, you fucking should have that. I think we should all be able to have what we want. And it's like, that's something I really want. That it feels necessary in my life. I feel like I want more time with myself and with my life. I want to feel more in control of my life. I want to feel like I'm working. I'm not just feeding into capitalism, because right now I feel like capitalism is just sucking me in, and I'm loving the money and I'm loving this and that, and it's becoming overwhelming for me. I'm feeling like I want to take a step back. I want to prioritize other things that aren't money more. That's something that's more important to me. And so, but I've just been so scared, because I'm like, what if she says no? What if this? What if this? And it's like, if she says no, I'll be in the same exact boat that I'm in right now. Worst case scenario is nothing changes. And it's just like, duh, bitch, ask. Because, yeah, if you never ask, you never know. And like, I feel like that just is something that feels so true, but yet so profound to me. Like, it's like, we just think, oh no, like, I'm not gonna ask. And it's like, especially like, I don't know, I feel like rejection therapy, like, the biggest thing is, like, talking to people. And, like, I feel like I see people doing rejection therapy on my TikTok, and I love it. It's my favorite thing ever, because they're, like, go up to these random people or, like, do this or that. And it's, like, we all just want connection so bad. And we all, we're human. We have natural human desires. It's, like, connecting and living life and having real experiences. And it's, like, we just push that down and shove that down because capitalism is what's consuming us. Consumerism and just hustle culture and never being satisfied and this and that. And so it's like, I just feel like I want to accept that I want to create a life I deserve. And although I do love most aspects of my life, there are some things I want to change. Like, I want to work less, and I deserve that because simply because I want it. Simply because I want it, not because I do X, Y, and Z. Because I feel like in the past, that's what I've done. Anytime I've asked for anything work-wise, like asking for a raise or doing this, it's like, that's always such a scary thing, because it's like, you know, we're not supposed to talk about money and you're supposed to be a little small person and let the whole system take advantage of you. But like, motherfucker, no. Like, no, I refuse. I'm sorry. And like, worse, like, I don't know. It's just crazy that we're like, at least me, like, I think we, I feel like a lot of people feel this way. Is it's like, it's so scary to stand up for yourself. And then you need to say, I need it because of this and of this. And how about all the examples? And it's like, no, simply just because I want it and I think I deserve it. And again, I'm not trying to just be cocky and be like, oh, me, like, I'm so good, I deserve this, this, and this. No, I think that we all deserve to live a life that we love. Like, I really feel like that is so true. Like, I don't know what it is, that just is so fucking awesome to me. So yeah, I don't fucking know. But anyway, I feel really good after this conversation, honestly. I was a little scared earlier and I was like, what does stability look like for me? And is that something I should be worried about? And this, that, and the other. And no. And I think that's also okay, because I feel like then the next thought is, I'm like, wow, me and Cheyenne are so different. And it's like, not really though. Like, not really. I have felt yearn for those things and I have felt, I don't know, it's just different. I feel like at this point, like, a couple of months ago, I was talking to ChatGPT and I was like, I want to figure out my dream life. I want to figure out what I want out of life. And it's like, I was getting frustrated because I was like, I feel like everything I was coming up with was like feelings and who I want to be and this, instead of like what I want to have and what I want it to look like outwardly. And ChatGPT was like, yeah, baby, that's a point. Like, what do you, how do you want to show up? How do you want to be in your relationships? How do you want other people to see you? How do you want other things to see you? Like, what do you want? And like, I don't know, like, it was just such a beautiful conversation. Honestly, I'm going to get on ChatGPT after this and go look at it more, because I just feel like I need that reminder that what I'm chasing in life is feelings, not materials, like a career, relationship, or college, or living situation. Because I feel like those are, obviously a relationship isn't like capitalism, I don't think. But I feel like it's still part of the system. Like, that's what the system says we should do. We grow up, we get married, we have kids, they have kids, and we just do this whole family thing. And, like, I think that's great. And, like, here's my thing. My entire life, I've always said I'm going to adopt. And used to, I just thought it was a joke. I didn't think I was for real about it. And, like, I've just been, I watched Instant Family recently and it was the most beautiful movie of my life. And then I've just been talking to my clients about it because I can't stop thinking about it. And like, I just feel like adoption is, I want to cry. Like, that is something I feel like I want out of life, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people's first response to adoption is like, oh, well, that's not the same as being a real parent. I want my real baby. I want my this, this, and this. And, like, that's so hard. Those kids are fucked up and this and that. And it's, like, those all seem like such insane words to me. I just feel like, I don't, and they're, like, it takes a special person to adopt. And you know what? I am a special person. I do have a weird, like, goodness of my heart that I do think a lot of people don't have. And at this point, I am tooting my own fucking horn. Like, I don't know. I think that it's taboo to be like, I'm a good person and oh, I'm this and like blah, 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 blah. But like, I don't know. Also, like, certain people I listen to, like, they will say shit like that. And I'm like, you know what? It's true. Like, if you know something is true about yourself, why can't you say it? And it's like, I know I'm a good person. I don't feel like there's a person in my life currently that would say I'm not a good person. Maybe a person from my past who knows a different version of me, absolutely. Like, maybe, you know, I'm not gonna, if you think I'm a bad person, please talk to me, honestly, because I want to fix it. And I do think if you really heard me out and knew my intentions, or maybe I fucked up. Also, I fucked up. I think that's a thing too. Like, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I do think I'm a good person, and I do think that I have a really big heart, and I do feel like I have a ton of love to give. Like, that's what I feel like my purpose is love. I think that my mother loved me really well and gave me this huge love. She showed me what love is, actual true love is. And I feel like now that I have that, I have so much to give. And I don't know. I think adoption is like one of the most beautiful things of love like that, because it's like, it just seems so beautiful to me, because it's like, obviously if you have a real baby or whatever the fuck, I don't even like that wording, but if it came out of me, like, you know, you have to love your kid. And I just feel like adoption is that much more special, because it's like, I'm literally choosing to love you. We're choosing to love each other. We're choosing to do this together. Like, it just feels like such a rare, beautiful kind of love. But I think I'm going to adopt in my 40s. And that's nice, because then I don't have to worry, like, oh, I'm getting too old to have a baby. Oh, whatever the fucking bullshit people suck you in and make you feel shame and social pressure for. I don't like that. And I'm fucking terrified to have a baby, because, bitch, I don't want to rip from my cootie to my crack. And I don't want to get an epidural shot. I'm scared of that. And I don't want to shit myself. And yeah, I'm scared of a lot of things, okay? I'm scared about giving birth. And if I die, bitch, no. I'm sorry. This is fucked up, baby. Save me, not the baby. Save me, not the baby. I don't know why I feel that way. And you know what? Maybe I feel differently, but I don't know. That scares me. I'm so fucking scared of dying. And I don't know why my life is more important than a baby's. Like, I'm not saying that. I don't know. But right now, if I was pregnant, like, if, I don't know. I don't even fucking know. I don't even want to say that. I don't even want to think about that, because that's something that fucking scares me. Like, I don't want to die. Okay? So, I'm scared to have a baby. Okay? So yeah, I love the idea of adoption. How do we get to that? I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, is it, we've been going an hour and a half. I gotta shut the fuck up now. This has been so great. And you know what? I think social pressure is a fucking scam. And I think we're all searching for different things in our life. And we all want different things in our life. And we all have a different purpose of this life. I think my purpose is love. And I think I have a lot of feelings. I don't know. I feel like some purpose in my life and things in my life is all rooted in feelings. I think feelings are my favorite part of my life, and that is means the most to me. And it's not going to be a job or another person or college or a living situation or this or that. Like, I just think that I'm finding it every day. I think some days I definitely slack and I just go in robot mode and I'm just doing the fucking motions of life. But I think whenever I'm in my present self, I'm finding what I'm yearning for. And it's just these feelings of awe and presentness and gentleness. And I just want to be the best person I can be. That's what I feel like my life's purpose is just to keep growing and keep feeling and keep loving and keep learning, I guess. I don't know, you know? So, anyway, I love you. And tell me happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday, Brittany. I love my birthday. I'm so excited. It's 11:30, so I gotta go, bitch, because I wanna go. I'm gonna go get a little crazy and I'm gonna go to bed. I'm gonna braid my hair. Well, no, I'll braid my hair in the morning. We'll see. Oh, I gotta flip my fucking laundry, motherfucker. And then I gotta charge my phone. I need to eat probably something. And I don't know if I took my fucking medicine. Anyway, I gotta go. I love you. Toodaloo. whatever. No, I do think that was really productive. This was a lot. I really like this episode. I think this is one of the episodes that is like, this is what I want. This is what I want my podcast to be. I want it to be my big feelings. I want it to be my real thoughts. I think this was a really productive, I think that this conversation was extremely beneficial to me. And I feel like, I think we covered a lot of bases. I think I might honestly go back and re-listen to this, because I really like this and I feel really good after having this conversation. So thank you. I love you. I want to give you a hug. I'm going to hug my microphone. Kiss too. Because it's my birthday. Okay. I love you. Bye.